Hello and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox.
BJ Fox. BJ Fox.
And next to me is... Ishii Terumi.
Domo Ishii Terumi desu. Konnichiwa. Minasan, konshu mo Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo e yokoso. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
And can I just start today's episode by just wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day, Terumi.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Well, not quite, but in a couple of days.
Do you really say like happy Valentine's Day? それ挨拶で, do you say that to each other?
I'd say it to my wife, yeah.
You say that to your wife?
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, baby.
じゃあ何するの奥さんと? What do you do with your wife saying that?
Maybe kiss on the cheek.
Kiss on the cheek. You do that every day, right? You don't give like chocolate to each other.
Oh, do you know what? I would probably, honestly, I would make a card, and maybe flowers. Probably not chocolate. Maybe flowers.
You write a card to each other, right?
Yeah.
When I was in America, yeah. I think I wrote a card to like everyone in the class.
Really?
Yeah. We exchanged cards.
In our high school, we had a anonymous post box in each class, and you could put in a card.
To whom?
To anyone you like. Because in the UK, maybe in America, you always do it anonymously. What's anonymously in Japanese?
Tokumei. 名前を伏せて.
Yeah.
You post the card to the girls that you like,
yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Only one girl or like many?
I would always send it to one girl in particular.
One girl in particular, and what do you write there?
I would say, hey, I really like you. Sorry, I haven't got enough confidence to speak to you, but one day I'll be successful.
Without your name?
Yeah.
へえ、そんなシステムが?
Yeah. In our school, it would be one post box per class.
Per class?
So okay. We had every year in each gakunen, each uh-huh. year, we would have four classes,
uh-huh.
and there'd be one post box per class.
Uh-huh. So you 宛名を書くわけ?
Yeah.
Ah, 誰が仕分けするの? Who delivers?
Teacher? Maybe the teacher, yeah. It wasn't that serious. It was good fun.
なるほどね。 Yeah. お楽しみのためのだったんだ。
Yeah.
だから宛先の名前は書くけど you don't write your own name.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Japan, obviously, you have to do the giri-choko.
Yeah,
it's women to men, isn't it?
Women to men. Yeah, basically, yes. So like 職場, like yeah. お世話になってる人にチョコレート, mm. ギリチョコレートだの、まあ本命の人にも、まあ告白するチャンスの日なのかな? Mm. Maybe that's among young people yeah. only, maybe.
I would say overseas, and probably in Gaishke in Japan as well, it's not, St. Valentine's Day isn't really something that is recognized or celebrated in the workplace.
じゃあバレンタインの日でも職場では特に何もしない? You don't even
yeah.
exchange the word greeting word like happy Valentine's Day.
Maybe as a joke. Maybe as a joke, but nothing. You certainly wouldn't give gifts because, to be honest, it's not really appropriate anymore.
女の人がチョコレート持ってきてギリチョコ渡すっていうのはもう 不適切である?
Mm, yeah, okay. And also the other way around, guys giving it to women,
mm-hmm.
or guys giving it to guys,
mm-hmm.
Maybe isn't something you should be doing in the workplace.
男性から何かプレゼントあげるっていうのも職場でやるべきではない. Why is that so?
It's kind of on that line between fun and sexual harassment.
出ました。
Yeah.
ファンの時もあるけど、ちょっとセクハラまがい。
Yeah, 95% might be fun, but if 5% is making people feel uncomfortable.
まあ今のご時世じゃないですけれども、まあ関係性によってはね、急にチョコレートを渡されたら、なんかね、上司の男性に渡されたら、ちょっとびっくりしたりとか、ちょっとアンカンファーテブルに感じることも当然あるでしょう。
Yeah, and especially nowadays, especially in Gaishke, the level of awareness around sexual harassment is very high.
外資系企業では最近セクハラへの注意喚起。
Yeah.
私が以前働いていたね会社でも最近ちょっと厳しくなっているらしいですよ。そう、あのね、お付き合いをこれ言っていいのかな。
I'm not sure if just, I can just don't give the name of the company.
Okay. じゃあここだけの話ね。どの会社とは言わないですけども、まあ、会社内でお付き合いを始めたりだとかしたら、うん、ちゃんと上の人に報告しなきゃいけないとか、うん、以前はなかったこと、例えばその、ね、マネージャーと、まあ、ジュニアコンサルタントが一対一でご飯に行ってはいけないとか、うん、There are many new worlds that didn't exist before.、うん、
And, like, and joking aside, we think obviously sexual harassment is a very serious issue, but today, and because it's Valentine's Day,We are going to introduce an urawaza that might help you in some situations to avoid being uncomfortable.
最初バレンタインの話でしたけれども、今日はセクハラとかなんかそれっぽいシチュエーションになった時にそれをどう避ければいいかというそういった裏技の話になるんですね。
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I thought this would be a light, fun Valentine's Day episode, but yeah, we're talking about something quite serious.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it's gonna be a fun, light, なんか楽しげな会話になるかと思いきや You look serious, BJ.
Well, I think St. Valentine's Day has always been a difficult topic because not everyone is included. Even in my school, it wasn't very nice for the people who didn't get any cards. But a question for you, Telemi.
Mm-hmm.
Is giri choco sexual harassment?
Is giri choco が sexual harassment か? I've never thought about that. でも、関係性によっては、it could be.
Having worked for a couple of companies in Japan, can I just say I hated
you said that three times.
Hated it.
なんでお返しがめんどくさいから?
Mainly, yes. Mainly, like, when in one company...It was a small company. There were only three guys, maybe seven ladies.、
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of effort they put in
to the giri choco. 女性がみんなギリチョコ You didn't like that.
I don't need it.
お返しがめんどくさいから。
Yeah, and also, yeah, it was just like really weird. And like they would actually have like a special lunch for us as well, where they would serve us tea and coffee.
気持ち悪いね、それは。ちょっと。
Like, please.
Really?
Stop
so
it.
Is that unique to Japanese culture?
It was a gaishike, but it was a very Japanese office. And then in another company, I think it was a little bit more serious in terms of you had to write that you were okay. You had to sign a contract to say you wanted to participate.
To the party?
To the giri choco.
What?
Because they were so strict on sexual harassment,、
uh-huh.
they would check beforehand, like, is this fine?
No.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Really? So, that happened?
Well, and also because, it's, you know, telling a woman, you have to bring chocolates for the men, and if you don't,、
uh-huh.
it's kimazuri or it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, there's social pressure、
uh-huh.
to do giri choco.
そうね。
You know, that's not fine.
Hmm. So did you agree to receive giri choco?
No.
No?
No.
You said no.
Partly for dietary reasons. Mainly for the...
まあね、チョコレートあんないっぱい食べるとお肌も荒れますからね。食べ過ぎはね、ちょっとは美味しいですけどね。
But I think that's a good example of just how seriously gaishike may take sexual harassment. So often there's like a helpline now.Where you can call if you're worried that if you've seen sexual harassment.
そっか、もうそんなチェック項目が最近あるんだ。
But often with sexual harassment, I think the difficulty is you might not know if it's happening or not.
Ah, まあそのセクハラをされている瞬間、at the moment, you're sexually harassed. You're not sure if it is really a sexual harassment or not.
Yeah, like if a colleague asks you out for a coffee...You know, is that fine?
ああ、誘われてる時とかにね、あもうこの、例えば、なんか男性、まあ、異性か分からないですけど、それは、誰かに誘われた時に、それがどういったね、インテンションなのかは分からないですよね、その瞬間は。
Like, do you remember when we first met? We met at a comedy show and I suggested, oh, why don't we go out and have a coffee and discuss ideas?
Yeah.ね、お茶しましょうって BJ 言ってくれた。
You know, how did you know that I wasn't actually asking you out for a date?
Oh, because it was a cup of coffee and、yeah. it was not at night.、And I knew, maybe I knew you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? I think that's a good idea. If you're worried how you might appear, especially if you're a guy asking a girl out, instead of saying, let's go out for a drink at night, say, oh, I just want to chat to you about a topic. Could we grab a coffee at lunch or something? Because it's like a safe zone.
そうね。夜お酒飲みに行こうっていうのと昼間にコーヒー飲みに行こうというのでは全然また違うよね、雰囲気が。
It is hard to judge people's intentions straight away.
そうですよね。どういう気で誘ってきているのかをジャッジするのは難しいし、and もしかしたら夜アルコールに誘われて、自分が好きな人だったら OK だしね。
Yeah.
If he likes a guy, for me, if he likes a guy, it's okay.
And weirdly, like if I was talking to a guy, I might actually say, "Do you fancy a beer?"
そうよね。
Which is like, I want to chat to you about something. Should we grab a drink?
男性同士だったら、まあね、一緒にビール飲みに行こうっていうのも OK だし。ただもしかしたらその人のこと好きだったりするとまた別の意味が発生したりするし、yeah, it really depends, and it's very complex.
But let's say you're in a company and someone who's senior,
yep.
And let's say, well, he's a guy.
Yes.
It's hard. It might be hard to say no. He asks you out for a drink. You can't maybe say no. He's your boss.
ああ上司の男性に飲みに行こうって誘われた時、yeah, so it's a bit hard to say no.
And you can't quickly, you know, call HR and say, I've been sexually harassed, because all he's actually done at that stage is say, do you want a drink?
そうですね。どこか HR とかに、とかコンプライアンスの、コンプライアンス室とかにすぐに、駆け込むほどでもないですからね。まだ飲みに誘われただけですからね。
So here's an 裏技。
ここで裏技発動ですか。
Okay, okay, tell me.
Yes.
Ask me out for a drink.
Okay.
Like a 部長。
私が部長かのように。Yeah. Yeah. BJ, shall we go out for a drink tonight?
Yeah. Oh, sounds great. Oh, we should invite Ruben too.
なるほどね。他の人も呼びましょう作戦ね。
Yeah. You take it positively.But you stop it being a one-on-one.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, this often happens between like a woman and a man.
Yeah.
Like if you invite someone out for a drink, and if he or she says, like, let's invite 誰誰も呼ぼうってなった瞬間に、you realize that he or she doesn't like yourself.
Yeah, it's a very common phrase in normal life, business life, in Japanese and in English as well.We use it all the time to make sure the other person knows that you're not interested, but without having to go, sorry, no.
だから、ノーとかごめんなさいとかいう言葉を使わずに、まあ相手に、なんかね、そういうインテンションはないよっていうことを知らせるにはとてもいい方法ですね。まあだからそれが、sometimes、なんか裏技として、あなたとは二人で行きたくないっていう時は、it works well. だけど、二人で行きたい人とかに、例えば、なんか私が、when I invite someone, a guy, out, but when he said, like, let's invite 誰誰も誘うよってなった時に、あ、もうこれはダメだって私は思っちゃうよ。
Yeah, it's like a nice signal.
Yeah, to say
Silent
no.
Silent signal.
Yeah, gentle no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if the other person says something like, oh, great, yeah, let's do it, you know, oh, okay, that wasn't sexual harassment.
あ、そうね。But, まあ、そう切り返されたら、あ、そうね、誰々も、ルーベも誘おうよってなれば、yeah. あ、なんだ、この人別に下心があったわけじゃないんだっていう、yeah. 分かるよね。
And if they say something like, No, I want to go out with you by yourself.
気持ち悪い。
君一人だけでいいじゃん。
それは気持ち悪くなっちゃうね。
And then, but then you know exactly, Oh, okay, this is not cool. Let's talk to HR. Let's talk to compliance.、
そうね、もう、君一人と行きたいんだよみたいな雰囲気になって、まあそれを不快に感じたら、もう HR とかに言っていいのかな。
Or, yeah. Or a phrase you could use in that situation is, I don't go out with colleagues one-on-one.
まあ私は会社の人とは一対一で飲みに行かないんですってはっきり言っちゃう。
Yeah. Yeah. Which, but the moment you have to say that, it's getting a little bit uncomfortable.
そうね。Yeah. ちょっと気まずくなりますね。
Well, then
sometimes you have to say that.
Sometimes you have to say it.
Explicitly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I, you know, I think from my point of view, and it is a bit sad, but I think it's a good idea for the sake of everyone, is maybe you shouldn't go out with colleagues one-on-one anymore on different genders and sexes.
うん、もうそう、今の時代、まあよっぽどねお付き合いをしたいとかいう人じゃない限り、もう一対一で、うん、まあ、特に夜どこかにご飯に行くっていうのは避けた方がいいでしょうね。
And even if it, let's say you do like the person, I think it's really difficult to date people in the office.
誰か好きな人が職場にいても、いた時デートするの難しい？
I think you should be careful because by definition, if one of you is higher in seniority than the other, by definition, that is
sexual harassment.
Nowadays.
今時どっちかの立場が、まあ、だから上司だったりだとか、うん、上のポジションだったりすると下の人が断りづらかったりするとセクハラになっちゃうのか、ひー難しいですね。だからまあ断る余地を与えながら誘わないといけないんですよね。
But saying that, I've actually in my career met a couple of couples who met in the workplace.
そうだって普通に職場恋愛をして、some people really meet at workplaces and get like married or something. Like how that can happen?
Wow, yeah, it must be very difficult. I would just be very careful on how you approach it.
Like, まあそうだよね。まあね、難しいラインですけれども、はい、そこは見極めながら。
But I think in, you know, in general.Because it is natural you meet people. Just be careful. Treat people nicely. Men, especially, think about how, even if your intentions are good, how you might be perceived. Someone, let's say they are above you in terms of seniority. Or for whatever reason, you don't feel like you can just go, no. They ask you out for a drink.
Yeah.
So this is the situation. And like you said, this works away from the office as well in personal life.
Okay.
So the first step is you accept positively.
Okay. ここでも最初はポジティブに受け止めるのね。
So say something like, yeah, oh, great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
And by taking it positively, you don't hurt their feelings. You keep the nice atmosphere.
相手にちょっとまあいい印象を最初抱かせてね。
And then you pause and you have an idea, like you know that kind of ah.
BJ, 俳優 actor BJ が今演技をしてますが、まあちょっとあひらめいた思いついたみたいなアクションとともに、ah.
So, yes.
ひらめいた。
Great idea. Why don't we invite so-and-so?
Why don't we invite so-and-so? So-and-so って何？誰誰？
誰誰？
ああ、誰誰ね。
So,
はいはい。
Be careful when you're using this urawaza. Don't actually say so-and-so. You have to put someone's name in.
そうや、私このまま so-and-so って言っちゃうとこでしたわ。はいはいはい。誰かの名前を入れるのね。Why don't we invite Ruben?
Yeah, so kind of. Ideally it would be someone like Ruben who's a mutual friend or mutual acquaintance.
共通の友達とかをね、の名前を挙げて、あの、3人で行くんだってあれ全然2人で行くのと違いますからね。
Yeah. And when you do this in this way, you react positively, you've thrown the ball back to them, but at the same time you've given a massive, massive silent signal.
massive, massive silent signal. そうですよ。その第三者の名前が出てきたっていうのはすごいメッセージ性がありますよ。
Now, if their intentions were genuine, inviting this mutual friend, this mutual acquaintance isn't a problem.
そうね。全然問題ではございません。
And if their intentions were bad, but they picked up the signal, the job is complete.
なんか下心あって、で第三者の名前を出して相手が気づけば、まあ裏技。Succeeded.
Yeah, and what might happen in that situation is they'll say something like, "Oh, yeah, great idea. Let's do that," and then never ever follow up.
いいねいいねと言いながらその時は結局実現に至らず。
はい、
はいはい。
Now the only issue is if they press further and say something like, "Well, why don't we go out one on one?"
そこまで来て、いやでも二人で行こうよっていう人はちょっとね。KY ですよ、これは。
Yeah, KY.
はい、KY.
And I, you know, and the phrase we saw earlier was, I don't go out with colleagues one-on-one.
あ、そうか、ここへ来てこのキラーフレーズというか、まあ、ちょっとこれはちょっとストロングだから、yeah. そんな使い序盤には使えないけど、yeah. まあね、第三者の名前出してもまだ二人で行こうって提案してきた時には、 I don't go with colleagues one on one.
I don't go out with colleagues one on one.
What did I say?
I think you said I don't go with colleagues.
Oh, sorry. I don't go out with colleagues one on one.
Yeah. Or maybe another phrase would be,I'm not sure that would be a good idea, but that's a little bit.
ちょっと強いよね。
Yeah.
はい。まあでも本当に断りたいときは、I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
言っちゃって大丈夫。
But honestly, in terms of protecting yourself, if someone's really pressing that hard, you've kind of moved away from Urawaza zones.
Whoa.
You've like, you know, you shouldn't be using Urawazas at this stage. You should be really.Seeking help from colleagues or HR.
そうね、なんかやんわりとことをあの済ませたいときは裏技でいいけれども、本当に困ったレベルに行ったら友達に頼ったり HR に行ったりっていう、yeah. 行っちゃっていいという、それはもう裏技で済む問題じゃないと、
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's practice.
Sure.
Let's go.
So let's practice Tenomi.
Okay.
Actually, Tenomi, just because this is soKimazui, shall we change our names?
そうだね。ちょっと気まずいシチュエーションだね。
Okay, so for the purpose of this practice, your name is Ruriko.
I'm Ruriko, okay. And BJ, you are Tom.
Tom.
Okay.
Ruriko, what are you doing Friday after work? I've got some ideas for a new project, and I thought we could grab a drink and go over them.
Oh, sounds great, Tom.We should invite Robert too for his input.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a great idea. You know what? I'll send an email.
Okay. Yeah. I'll share it with Robert.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's a good phrase as well at the end. So if you're just to make it double sure.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've suggested the third party.
Yes.
Then at the end of the conversation, mm-hmm. you could actually follow up again and just say, okay, I'll let Robert know. I'll email Robert, just to re-emphasize that you aren't going to do it one-on-one.
なるほど。1対1では行かないよっていうことを再度強調するためにも、あ、じゃあロバートにも行ったくねって再度言うのは OK だったと。
And I think actually the way when I was practicing that dialogue, I think I clearly had a 下心。
あ、下心あった。
Yeah, I clearly had bad intentions. But, you know, it's not always as clear and...Always just have this urawaza, this get out of danger urawaza,、ready to put into action.
はい、今日の urawaza は get out of danger. なんだ、危険から危機から逃げる、危険？ん？危ない状態から逃げるための urawaza でした。
危機回避 urawaza.
危機回避、そうですね、危険回避 urawaza でしたね。はい。
Oh, okay. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
いや、そうだよ、バレンタインの話だったじゃん、BJ。すごいセクハラ回避裏技の話になって。
And we do say, we, you know, we have introduced a, was it セクハラ回避裏技? But we'll say it again, if you are experiencing anything more than what we've talked about, or a colleague is not picking up those silent signals, ask for help.
まあね、今日ご紹介した状況以上のね、本当にシリアスな状況になったら、もう完全にあの助けを求めてね、いただければと思います。
Obviously, going on to more positive note, one of the differences between Japanese offices and foreign offices on Valentine's Day is that you do have giri choco.
まあ、明らかな日本の会社と、まあ、あと外資系の会社で違うのは、まあまあ実際最近どうなんでしょうね。まあでも義理チョコをやっぱり私でもね、用意して仕事でお世話になってる人に渡さないとなっていう気持ちにはやっぱなるので、うん、今でも義理チョコ、まあ、私は別にそんな嫌いじゃないですけどね、うん、しかも別に男性だけじゃなくてお世話になってる女性にもあげたりするので、うん、Well, it's a, I don't, なんか
It's confusing.
そうね、難しいけどね。
But because it's confusing, producer Robert, sorry, producer Ruben has made a song to explain it for everyone.
ルーベンがこの複雑な状況を説明してくれる曲を作ったんですね。
So let's finish this episode with that song.
お聴きください。
My
毎年2月バレンタインが来るたびに男性の努力はみんな嬉しい毎朝と違いオフィスの空気が甘い男性の努力は待ちきれないでも勘違いしない方がいいギリチョコ She does not love you ギリチョコ It's a Japanese ruru 影響のトモコまたくチャンスがないフロントのキミコあなたは恋愛対象外寂しいチョコ新入社員は皆無知チョコだけでノリノリ美味しいけど後味はまだチェリー田中部長は気持ち悪いだって家族がいるくせに考えてるのは部下と浮気ギリチョコ
That was Giri Choco, a Japanese love song by Ruben VM. If you would like to see the official music video of this hit single that actually features me, BJ Fox, go to the Okomediyaki YouTube page. That's youtube.com/okomediyaki. OKOMEDYAKI.